Cast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hey Noble, remember when we killed all those psychos? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, I died a lot. You had to keep reviving me with your battle axe, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I meant in the Borderlands.
Yeah, Crunch was there too. I don't know what happened.
I thought that was about Borderlands. Then you mentioned healing with your axe. I'm like, that's some Cast Ranger game stuff.
Oh no, yeah, Noble and I went to a random planet. We fought a bunch of aliens. It was cool. They were called the Psycho Aliens.
A random planet. Is this Borderlands or No Man's Sky?
You have no idea what I do in my free time.
Apparently not.
I really don't. You don't want to know?
No, I really don't.
Zord is really mobile.
I mean, other than my constant masturbating with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I do many other things. Welcome to Extra Extra, everybody!
Raven's here, too!
Yeah.
Gar and Emily went on a mission to go find the Ghost movie subbed, so...
Because that totally needed to happen.
Who knows? It might turn out to be a pretty good movie.
I'd like to see it.
I mean, Ghost is pretty. It's just its plot was shit.
I want to see Zero Spectre.
I want to also see Zero Spectre.
Anyway, so it is the four of us here, three in the room, and Noble joining us over the internet.
Yes, the power of the internet.
Yeah, it is a fairly light news week, so let's get right into it.
Yup. Wow.
Not exactly news starting us off, but more of an amazing thing that we discovered on Twitter today.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
I don't even know what to actually call this, other than Mega Laser.
I just call it Kamen Rider Laser Level What?
Who is the game master now, Dan?
Right?
So, if you're not watching the video version, here's what we're looking at. It's not actually the Level Up series figures, but it, like the next step down, I think they're called the Max figures or something. It is a Megazord with Laser Level 3 as the center and the head, with Laser Level 1's face on the chest. The knees are made of the Doramifa Beat and Gekitotsu robots, support robots. The feet is straight up just X8 and Brave Level 2 with their faces on the ground. The arms seem to be some weird mesh of Snipe.
I see Snipe specifically on one arm.
Dragonite Hunter and Shakariki Sports, if you look, and Chambara Gamer is sprinkled about. Yep. And then in each of his, like, chest hands, he's got the Gashikon Breaker and Sword.
You know what this is? This is Kamen Rider Chronicle.
Shit.
The game to end all games.
Like I said, the new Genmu Corporation president is just Kiria, and he comes out, and it's just like, I made Kamen Rider Chronicle. No, you haven't, Dan. I made Kamen Rider Chronicle. It just fucking transforms into that.
Suck it, Maximum Mighty Level 99.
Right?
We have a new Megazord in town.
Like, this is just reminding me of when freaking Beltson just...
Oh, yeah, it had the shift car Megazord thing?
Yeah.
God, that was great.
And someone made that. Someone actually made, like, the joints where you can attach the shift cars to belts on and make that mode.
Oh, yeah.
I was blown away.
So, if you're watching the video version, you'll be seeing this image of him staring down Genmu. But if you want to look up the original tweet, it's on Twitter under the name at Oshimi06. That's Oshimi06.
That is a heavily customized Genmu figure. I can tell because, like, the shoulder pads are, like, more purple, and the back head
I don't think it's customized. I think that's just the Genmu figure from this different line.
Oh, okay.
Cause look,
those figures are, like, 1,000 times better painted than the, like, actual, air quote, budget line.
Well, I was gonna... You say better, but I'm seeing the Gashikon Sparrow in bright pink.
Yeah.
I mean, they can all be winners.
Okay. Next. Kamen Rider Amazon Season 2 trailer!
Oh, baby. This is coming out next month.
April 7th.
Yup.
All right, so...
Raven, you better start watching season one.
Yeah.
No, get around to
it. It's 13 episodes. You have no excuse.
So, looking at the art that they've put out for this, we can see that, first off, there is a new rider, which is Kamen Rider Neo Amazons, or Amazon Neo, whatever. He's very blue and silver. I am all kinds of on board.
Yeah, but then you see on the left there that, like, Omega also gets, like, a power-up with, like, the new belt that they have. I honestly wish he didn't have the upgrade. I wish, yeah. because Alpha has it, but, like, I wanted, it has to be, like, you know, Haruka should prove that, like, he's a badass and he doesn't need a new form to, like, they're the veterans. Neo's the new meat. Alpha and Omega are the old meat, so...
You know what pisses me off more though during this trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Raven, cover your ears or take out the headphones.
Okay.
Are they out?
Yeah.
So you know how the last episode of Amazon's Omega's all fucked up with the cuts and everything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why isn't he still like that? Alpha's like that during the entire show because we know he's all fucked up. Why isn't Omega like that in season 2?
I don't know.
Because we see a scene of him before he gets all borged up.
I don't know. Writer powers are a weird thing, especially in this show.
Also, Haruka's kind of more of a special case, so...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Lane is like, oh, he should prove he's a badass and not need a power-up. Have you watched Kamen Rider? Do you know how these shows work? They get new power-ups when they prove they're badass.
No, but still...
You know what I wanted to see happen? You know how Omega's proper form is an upgrade from his wild form?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Alpha, and that is the same as the wild form. I wanted Alpha to get a power-up to make him look more like Omega. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
I just hope we get more Mamoru.
Fuck yeah.
Mamoru's amazing. Also, apparently Neo fucking steals Omega's bike.
Yeah.
It's my bike now. They're buying my toys.
We did see shots that the cast from season 1 are all returning, which is great.
Yup.
So
Neo wields a new belt that literally it's...
We'll talk about the driver in a second, but it's a separate story. But in addition to him being the new main character, there's also another new female character who is the Crow Amazon.
And it seems that she's like a love interest for him.
Possibly.
Well, boy, Crows, it's Tokuger.
Yeah,
I mean, I saw a shot of like him like having her in his arms or something as she was dying or something. So I think love interest.
Yeah. So the new main character Chihiro, who is Comrade Amazon's, and the Crow Amazon is a character named Iyu, who apparently was killed by Amazons but revived as a biological weapon.
Huh.
Newcomer Yo Mejima of Junin Superboy Brothers stars as Chihiro, while Ayana Shiramoto, MC of the NHK program Suensa and an actress who specializes in middle school roles, stars as Iyu and the Crow Amazon. Supporting cast includes Kota Miura, Yoshito Momiki, Eiji Akaso, Kairi Miura, and Shohei Damoro. In terms of the story for season 2...
Well, let's not get into it because Raven hasn't watched season 1.
Here's the interesting part. The name of the opening theme song. It's Die Set Down.
Oh, Die Setsudan.
Correct! Bing, bing, bing!
Yeah, I knew it. I will not stress this enough. If you have not watched Kamen Rider Amazon Season 1, go do it.
And then listen.
Do yourself a favor.
And then listen to our Enter the Amazon series.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, Noble, if you're interested, we'll probably get you in on that show.
Yeah, because when I finally decided to watch Amazons, it was... I watched episode 1. I watched your guys' episodes. I watched episode 2. I watched your guys' episodes.
Oh, yay! Okay, yeah, so we'll definitely get you on the show. It'll be awesome.
Cool. All right, so Amazon Season 2 will begin April 7th. We'll run for 13 episodes, starting weekly. Looking forward to it!
Fuck yeah.
And next, in related stories, of course, Premium Bandai has announced they're releasing the Neo Amazon's Driver.
So, what's the gimmick with this one? Drugs!
Needles!
You inject the fucking, like, needle or something into the belt, and then it just, it gives you power. I like the design. It looks just like a singular eye.
Really cool. I really like it. And, of course, because the old Amazon's driver had the register, which is their version of the bracelet, this one has one as well, and it's clearly bird-shaped for some reason.
Yeah, I saw a great Photoshop. I don't think I can find it now, but...
Of the header?
They put it over the Aburay Killer.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, you gotta find that and send it to me so I can give it to our editor.
Yeah.
So yes, Amazon's season 2 will feature the Neo Amazon's driver, used by both Amazon Neo and Amazon Omega. Let's see if there's info on that. No other information on date or price for the belt, but it looks interesting.
And everyone's been making jokes about Neo that it like looks like G3 and looks like Excel Trial. And it's like, daddy? Son?
Yeah, because blue and silver.
Yeah.
All right, next. We have another spy shot from Kamen Rider Exade, and I'm very happy! Remember how Kamen Rider Chronicle is supposedly a survival game where civilians turn into riders? Guess what? That's gonna happen!
And they're all shitty brown color.
They're riot troopers!
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Basically.
Okay, oh my god, now that I think about it. Riot troopers, brown. Kurikage troopers, brown. X-Save Riders and Kamen Rider Chronicle. Brown.
Disposable.
Why do they like brown?
Because it's a color of shit.
Yeah.
Because it's an unappealing color, so it's going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
It's just
because
fodder.
Those are shady riders.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, when you guys were playing Summon Ride, the one of the mooks was just a metric shit ton of Kamen Rider Scissors, because he's brown.
Well, I would call that orange, but close enough.
Bronze and color.
Bronze.
Yeah.
I would call it Emperor
That's
Brown. I would call it Emperor Brown sooner than Scissors.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Ew.
We got official images of the Zevius and Double Gadgets.
Whoa.
The Zevius one I'm getting for myself, and the Double one I'm buying for Mercurycaster Overkill as a birthday present.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Well, I know he wants it. So, pretty nice images of it. I really, really like the Zevius one. It goes really great.
It's so blue.
It's very blue.
Christ.
And then the double one, I like the scarf in the display there.
Yep.
So these separate releases will be 1620 yen, March 18th release.
I really feel like they could have put two green and a purple LED light.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's something they should have tried to do. But
just, like, whenever they do double anything, they just seem to, like, kind of mess it up.
Because, like, think about it. With the Dangerous Zombie Gadget, it has a red and a white light, so they could have done that with this. But
exactly.
Whatever, we don't go to extra effort for the Legend Rider crap.
Nope.
I mean, look at the design of the Gadget. It's all the same logo and just a rider in their generic pose in every one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyways. Speaking of gadgets, we also got official images of Maximum Mighty X.
And I'm going to state this right now. I don't care how fucking like awesome the sounds are and stuff. I am not picking this up.
Are you fucking serious?
Did you not see this when we talked about X-A99 the first time?
No.
He's just a mech. It's just a giant
fucking
suit.
Oh no, I've seen what the form looks like. I'm just looking at the fact that the gadget
as just an
looks
X-A
like that.
No, okay, Itchy, quickly explain.
Because his
explain
face is
the
on
deal.
The top, sticking out of the top.
No, explain how this works.
Okay, so apparently when it's first put into the driver, it has the face up, and then when you close the cap down, putting the head of the gadget inside, the head pops up on the display.
That's so clever.
So it's like a pilot loading up into their mech.
God.
There you go, Raven. It's perfect for you.
God damn
it. it's even got a pink handle.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god.
Christ.
Okay, so
Kamen Rider Gunmu or Gundamu.
So, the Maximum Mighty X Gadget will be 2,700 yen at retail.
I'm still so reserving judgment on this.
I know.
I see it in
I'm
action.
Trying really hard to not just say, fuck it!
This thing is like, okay, it could be cool. It could be the dumbest fucking thing in the show.
Here's the thing.
It could go either way with very little middle ground.
I feel like no matter how terrible it ends up in the show, I want to see it in the movie because it uses the giant metal and becomes Megazord sized.
Oh god, yeah.
I'm looking forward to
that. I'm looking forward to this form. It's getting cool.
So, DX Maximum Mighty X, 2,700 yen, March 25th release.
Yeah.
So we're going to see it soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Hey, what do you think that guy from Genmu Corp's working on?
Oh, I know it is, because I've seen the shot of him holding the blank version of it. Yeah. It's shaped like
that
one. Oh,
so is that the one Taiga got him to make?
Apparently.
Yeah, and it's a Kickstarter.
How can we destroy an immortal zombie? Giant mech suit!
Right, probably.
Squish it!
I mean, space marine.
The only way to defeat something that's immortal is to become immortal yourself.
Why not just a shotgun, gosh it?
No, but if you use Highlander thingies,
just cut off his head.
Highlander logic, just chop off his head.
Chop off his goddamn head, you take his power.
Yeah, just make a Gashicon
double barrel
sword.
Yeah, Gashicon double barrel.
Yeah.
You just press the A and B buttons to fire from each barrel.
No. They use the Overwatch Gashette to turn into Reaper.
No, because all the weapons are dual mode. Here's what you do. I was going to say Battle shotgun and rifle, pepper. But Snipe already had rifle mode, so forget what I'm saying. No,
shotgun
have it,
X.
Have it change between a sword and a shotgun, because, you know, the two ways to get rid of a zombie's head.
There you go.
Because God knows we don't have enough swords in this show already.
If Zombieland always has taught me anything.
Double tap.
Confirm the kill.
Yeah, that's how you do the Hisats on the weapon. You double tap B. I could see it. I'd buy it.
Yep.
All right. We have official images of the next DXQ Tama set.
Which is out now.
Well, the first set is out.
No, second set's out too.
Oh,
I saw reviews.
Okay. So this is Pisces and Aries.
Ooh.
Very nice.
They're pretty.
In the names of their Q-tama are Uo for Pisces and Ohitsuji for Aries. And like all the other Q-tama, the DX ones produce a unique emblem when placed into the chest of Kyureno. Pisces being a spiral of water, and Aries being what looks like sheep jumping over a fence on a farm.
I mean, like I said, it's Aries.
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's so huge.
Yeah.
Fucking damn it.
So this set, which comes with both of them, 756 yen, March 11th release. So yeah, they'll be out by the time you hear this.
Yay.
All right, next, we have images of the Q-tama Cockpit Set 01, because God knows we know they're going to release the other four.
And I'm getting this set just because I want to display the Q-tama that came with my Kyureno on their own, and this is honestly perfect for Kyureno. So
I like how this is Q-Ranger's version of the little figures that came with the Zuo Changer.
But then I'm worried about one
the
thing.
Little plastic figures that come with every Gundam model.
But then
that
I'm worried.
You never see because you seal them into the cockpit immediately.
But yeah. I'm worried about one thing. I doubt these glow. Like, when you put them in Kyureno.
Oh,
it doesn't look like there's anywhere that will emit a light.
Hard to say.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think it does, like,
right at the top.
Yeah, maybe it comes
that
through the
middle
emblem
circle
above,
there.
Yeah, it comes through
that
the
actually
emblem.
Has a color on it.
Oh, okay.
That's probably an LED.
Then, good. Then I'm totally getting these, because it's actually decently cheap.
Yeah. For all five of them, 2268 yen, March 18th release.
Yeah, it's going to be like 35 bucks.
The little figures, you can like bend their legs and sit them down in their cockpits. That's cute.
Kind of like the ones that come with the Mighty Morphin movie Zords.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, anyways, this honestly isn't like a ripoff or anything. It's a cool excuse to have like, to have the Q-tama that come with your Kyureno and just like Kyureno and just like display them.
What I'm wondering about though is we don't see the bottom of these Q-tama. I wonder if these ones work in the Seizin Blaster.
Maybe.
Hard to say. Well, I guess you'll find out when you get them.
Yep.
Next, we got some Q-Ranger information. First off, there was a magazine scan that showed us our first looks at the actual suits for Ryu Commander and Koguma Sky Blue, and they're looking nice.
Yup.
Just, I like the roaring bear on his fucking
helmet. I know, right? I love
just,
it.
Just, that's the visor, folks.
Yep.
Just a bear roaring.
Roar.
Fucking love it. Also mentioned in this article is something that we're going to see on next week's Q-Ranger. Yuki Kubota, who previously played Takatora in Gaim, is once again going to be a Big Brother. Who's
a
Big Brother?
Brother?
Big Brother. Big Bother. He is Sasori Orange, Stinger's older brother in the show.
Scorpio!
His name is Scorpio.
His name is Scorpio.
Because of course it is.
Subtle and as fuck.
Spoilers, but not really spoilers. He was the one who probably killed Champ's creator. Probably. Wink, wink, wink.
Maybe.
Like, it's obvious. It's so obvious. He killed him, and then Stinger went there to try to confront him, and he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's a good theory.
We'll see
what happens.
I'm sticking with it.
Next, there was a posting of Xyz episode titles, which pretty much confirms that we are getting another Gatai special.
Because, of course.
In addition to the Cho superhero Tyson movie, Xyz and Q-Ranger are going to cross over.
I'm okay with this entirely.
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Lucky and Xyz teaming up together? That's going to be amazing.
Yep.
Oh, they'll be lucky if they finish it with no continues.
Oh, shit! You're so lucky!
Let's test your luck stat!
I wonder if this is how we'll get the Xyz Q-tama.
Actually, yeah. I can see that.
I will say this, when they come out with an XA Q-tama, I am totes getting it.
And I want a Q-Ranger Gashit.
That'd be cool.
I feel like if they haven't announced it by now, it's probably not.
XA Q-tama.
Alright. The Power Ranger Liongate movie is fast approaching, and the people at Power Rangers now posted a bunch of concept art for the rejected Ranger suits. I kinda like them!
Yeah, I like
that
those.
That actually would have been neat.
The shape of the bodies kind of, like, veers them into, like, Beast Machines territory in terms
concept.
Of body shape.
It's like you said, it's supposed to be alien, right?
So yeah.
I understand, that does look pretty alien-ish. But it kind of...
It
also, at the same time, kind of... I was going to say it kind of removes the dinosaur motif, but no, the helmets are kind of still in
yeah,
that sort
but
of shape.
Yeah, they're a lot more subtle, but they're definitely there.
It's a little more subtle than the ones that we have, but it's there.
There's no Black Ranger.
No Black
Racist.
But, yeah, I really like these. They kind of look like Spartan suits a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
From Halo. For those who don't know,
it's pretty neat.
That's what we could have had, and I guess we'll just have to get used to what we're getting. And there's a nice image of them fighting a giant bug monster.
Yep.
So some of these designs, which didn't make the final cut, were made by Constantine Sekeres, the costume designer for recent movies such as G.I. Joe Retaliation, Ghostbusters, and Dawn of Justice. Ooh. That explains why they're not being used.
Right.
Hey, I liked Beavis. Hey, most of your shit bombed. Let's not use your drawings.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, G.I. Joe Retaliation, I understand, because that was a shitty movie.
Ghostbusters failed at the box office.
Though I enjoyed it.
I did.
And I also enjoyed Batman v Superman.
And Batman v Superman got all of the shit thrown its way.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah, people still went to go see it anyways.
Well, yeah.
So, next week, Twitch is marathoning 23 seasons of Power Rangers.
Oh.
Since its 2013 North American debut, Power Rangers has produced... Hold on, wait. Since its 2013 North American debut... That's wrong. That's 1993.
Yeah. Maybe they mean...
I don't know.
Maybe they mean Neo Saban.
So apparently Tuesday, March 14th, Twitch will be streaming every single episode in one massive 16-day marathon.
Man, 23 seasons in 4 years? Man, they...
And you know there's going to be fucking people that are just going to leave this fucking on because they have nothing better to fucking do.
Right? 17 days worth of Power Rangers non-stop.
So, if you want to watch from when it starts, the stream goes live at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday on the Twitch Presents channel. So, twitch.tv/Twitch Presents.
Sorry, I gotta get a little tangent here for a second.
Okay!
This is why I don't, like, watch live streams, because when these people who are, like, professional live streamers, like, they do it for a living or whatever like that, like... you're expected, like, if you're going to be a fan of them, they stream all fucking day. So they expect to have an audience of, like, a couple thousand people who are just going to be there all fucking day and not doing anything else of their time.
I should point out that it's entirely possible for them to be keeping it on while they do other stuff.
No. But, like, this is what I mean. This is why I can't, I don't follow live stream stuff because I have a life outside my house. I have to go to work, so I don't have time to check, like, watch a live stream all day. It's not possible.
The more established live streamers have a consistent schedule. They don't just do it whenever they feel like it, like I do.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah,
so
he said.
Yeah. That's why they maintain audiences, because they offer structure. We have none of that.
I mean, I know this is going to sound very hypocritical of what I just said, but I'm thinking of, like, doing occasional live stream for a couple hours sometime, like, once a week or something, just playing a random game, so.
It's doable, just let me know when you want me to help you set it up.
Well, I mean on my Xbox, because I can do that with my Kinect.
Okay.
And depending on what time it is, you got at least one viewer.
Oh, Noble!
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you watch almost every live stream we put out.
I know, Noble's dedicated. You're a great fan. We love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last bit of news.
Like,
why is this not laser level 3?
To quote the guy who I got this, like, I found the picture from, who tweeted this picture, just, what a waste of figure arts.
So, because for the same reason we're getting Xeid level 5, we're also getting Brave and Snipe level 5 figure arts.
Not even laser level 5!
Why? Because we have the mold already! Same reason!
We just had to swap their arms for something.
And they get, like, a little meaty leg on at the bottom. So, like, that's it.
Tamashii Nations, on their official SH Figure Arts blog entry, while they were reviewing the Xeid figure, they announced that they're doing Brave, Hunter Quest, Gamer Level 5, Dragon Blade, and Snipe, Hunter Shooting, Gamer Level 5, Dragon Gun. All they did was say that they're under development, give this not entirely silhouetted image, and provide zero other details.
We're going to be
And you know
lazy.
What? Do you know what's going to make this worse? They're going to be fucking Tamashii Web exclusives.
Possibly.
It's going to be Tamashii Web exclusives. They're going to be in a two-pack.
No.
And it's going to be super expensive. No.
Lane, it's not going to be a Tamashii Web exclusive. That's only stuff people actually care about.
Like, are any of the Xeid figure arts out yet? How do they even know these forms?
Not till, like, May.
Like, I'm sure there are people who want them, but, like, how have they not realized that people want laser yet?
I don't know. Like, they
haven't
they
know they want laser. That's like why it's going to be, like, Tamashii Web exclusive.
No, but that's the weird part.
It'll be
usually,
the only one.
Usually by now we've gotten, like, an announcement about, like, the next bike or something like that, but we have not gotten any mention of a Figure Arts laser in any shape or form. Like, it's super weird.
I don't know, man. I want it.
Buy our laser game over shirt. Right now. Ichi hates that concept so much. It's a dedication shirt.
I can't fucking believe they did that. Like, it wouldn't be so bad if it was just a shirt of laser that they released on Christmas, but no, they had to make it say Game Over and make the image of him being exploded! Fuck!
Game Over.
Anyone else have anything before we wrap?
God damn it. I'll have to send it a little bit later, but so there's a special guest for the Q Ranger road shows.
Oh yeah
Yusa, never gonna guess who this guest is.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
What,
they're using a Jar Jar Binks head as an enemy in the Q Ranger stage shows?
Oh no. Oh, God!
You gotta send me that image!
For all those who ever wanted to see Jar Jar Binks get the shit kicked out of him by a Power Ranger.
I mean, I'd pay to see that.
We must see this!
Oh.
I was actually in the middle of trying to send it, and then my Discord on my computer just said, fuck it, I'm turning off.
That's great. There is justice in the universe.
Justice.
I mean, he had to be doing something while the Senate was getting fucked over.
Cool. So we'll post the image of that if we can get it. Anything else?
No.
All right. Noble, thank you for joining us. You will be joining us for Cast Ranger this week as well. Everyone, thank you for listening, watching, loving, sharing, subscribing, any combination of those. Yep. We'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Bye.